Well, the speculation about the date of the federal election continues. There are concerns that more than 1 million Australians won't be enrolled in time to vote. In 2006, the Howard government made changes to the Electoral Act, giving voters just a few hours to update their details once an election was called. Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd had promised to overturn the laws, but as Madeleine Jenner reports, those changes are unlikely to pass the Senate before the nation heads to the polls this time.
When the Howard government introduced changes to the electoral laws back in 2006, the then opposition leader, Kim Beazley, told the parliament that he believed democracy was under attack.
It manipulates the electoral regulations to stop kids from voting. What happened when that legislation went through was as close, Mr. Deputy Speaker, to a political crime as you could conceivably find.
In the 2007 election campaign, Kevin Rudd promised to reverse the changes. But that hasn't happened, and as the nation prepares to head to the polls, the federal government is rapidly running out of time. Under the current laws, voters have only until 8 p.m. on the day the election writ is issued to get on the electoral roll and make sure their details are correct. Generally, the writs are issued on the same day the election is called.
Once the writs were issued, if you didn't act quickly or on the day, then you were effectively excluded from being able to exercise your right to vote.
Special Minister of State, Senator Joe Ludwig.
What we've been trying to do is to put that back in place, and unfortunately, the opposition have not allowed us to do that.
Late last week, while most of Canberra was focused on bigger issues, a series of bills relating to the Electoral Act did pass the Senate. From this year's federal election, there will be greater regulation of how to vote cards. It will also be easier for homeless people to vote. But the extension of enrolment times was not debated. The bill is not supported by the Coalition, and even with the Greens and Nick Xenophon, the government doesn't have the numbers in the Senate. Coalition Senator Michael Ronaldson says an extension of enrolment times would compromise the integrity of the electoral roll.
There is no evidence that the changes we made in government have had any impact except to facilitate people voting. There's no evidence has been produced to say that this bill is going to do anything other than put at grave risk the ability of the Australian Electoral Commission to check people's details and to ensure that those who are entitled to vote do vote and to ensure that those who aren't entitled to vote don't.
But do you have any sense that there was some kind of rorting going on before the Howard government changed the rules?
Well, the issue is not of rorting. The issue is the ability of the Australian Electoral Commission to properly process people's details and cross-reference and double-check that they are indeed entitled to vote within the time that is available to them if the close of rolls is extended. The best case scenario for the return of mail means that it is impossible to guarantee that the appropriate level of checking will occur if the close of rolls is extended.
Senator Joe Ludwig disagrees.
The Australian Electoral Commission has very good processes in place to ensure that there isn't electoral fraud, and in fact, it's a furphy. There hasn't been any substantial electoral fraud that's been detected. They can't point to any. What it does is it ensures that people can't vote who would otherwise be able to vote.
It's estimated that 1.4 million eligible voters are currently not on the electoral roll. Two-thirds of them are between the ages of 18 and 39, and younger people are more likely to vote Green. Last month, Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young started a YouTube campaign to encourage younger voters to enrol.
Many people feel nervous about their first time, and that's understandable. It's a pretty big deal. So if 2010 is your first time voting, make sure you practice politics safely.
But while such a campaign may increase the Green vote, Sarah Hanson-Young says it's also about the principle.
We have a wonderful system of democracy in Australia, and it works because people are able to vote and are engaged, and the whole process from polling day right through to then keeping an accountable government. But people need to be given the opportunity to get on the roll, and we know that most people do that and think about that once an election is called.
With a federal election looming, it now looks extremely unlikely that the Senate will sit again before Australians go to the polls. It means that the current laws will stand. But in the recent Higgins and Bradfield by-elections, the government essentially circumvented the rules by announcing the election and leaving it a week before issuing the writs. Such a plan would extend a short election campaign campaign, and Senator Joe Ludwig remains tight-lipped about whether the government is considering such an option.
These are all matters that the Prime Minister would need to consider. The real thing we should have is we should have a legislative protected period so that the Australian Electoral Commission knows what its role is. The Australian Electoral Commission can also plan to inform voters of their rights, and in addition to that, there would be certainty for people who do change their addresses and need to update them.
That's Senator Joe Ludwig, ending that report by Madeleine Jenner.